Are you receiving levy or garnishment notices from the IRS? Do you owe more than $10,000, have unfiled tax returns, or worse yet, are you being audited or owe payroll taxes? You can't do this alone. You'll get creamed. I'm Mark Klecka of Klecka Tax Resolution, and if you need someone you can trust, call me now at 844-400-TAXS. The IRS is reopening and sending letters and filing liens against delinquent taxpayers just like you who owe back taxes or who have not filed tax returns in several years. Your financial situation may have declined where you can file back tax returns and settle balances due to the IRS. Call 844-400-TAXS for your free consultation. Call Klecka Tax Resolution in confidence and meet with a duly licensed federal tax attorney and CPA. 844-400-TAXS. Trust a person you can look in the eye. Call now 844-400-TAXS. That's 844-400-TAXS.
The following program was paid for by Klecka Tax Resolution.
The tax and tax resolution information provided in this show is general in nature. It is provided for informational purposes only and should not be considered as legal or tax advice. Always consult an attorney or tax professional regarding your specific legal or tax situation.
Little man coughs it up. Well, the fight keeps getting bigger and the paychecks are getting small. You know the IRS ain't gonna rest till they think they've got it all.
Welcome to Taxing Times with federal tax attorney and CPA Mark Klecka. These are taxing times, and Mark can help you with tax audits and balances due with the IRS through his tax representation company, Klecka Tax Resolution. Now, here's your host, Mark Klecka.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to another edition of Executive Services Taxing Times. Yes, this is Mark Klecka, Federal Tax Attorney, CPA. This is where we gather each week, same station, same day, same time, to talk about federal tax questions and issues on your mind, also financial issues and concerns you have, because these are taxing times. They are taxing on you financially. You know, a lot of financial stress, especially if you have IRS problems or dealing with the IRS or think that you are not getting all the tax deductions you deserve and that you're paying way too much to the government. Well, we are here to sort of give you some help and, number one, give you peace of mind, but also give you some ideas on what you need to be doing right now to be planning your 2022 tax returns, because everybody's going right now, well, taxes aren't due till next year. I'll worry about that in after Christmas or New Year's or anything like that. And I'll gather all my stuff in my little box and I'll go down to the storefront and give it to the little person that's sitting across the desk. And we're going to sit and figure the taxes. And then you get the answer back and you don't get the answer that you wanted to hear. You know, like, how much money am I going to get back? And then it's always the temptation of going to the person. Well, I'm going to go get the person that's going to give me the biggest refund. The one that's going to promise the biggest refund for me is the one I'm going to go with. Well, they may be doing some things that are not exactly above board. And who's responsible when it's not above board and it's not filed properly? You are. You're going to be responsible when you get that notice. We're going to be talking about notices and things like that. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, the IRS is back in business. Yes, they are. And they're sending out notices. The machine has turned back on. You know, hey, the pandemic is over. And it's time to get back to business. So right now, a lot of people are going to be getting notices and things. And we're going to be talking a little bit about in one of the segments about notices and what's been going on out there with the IRS. But they are, folks, back in business. And if you haven't filed in several years, if you have balances due and you've sort of put it on the back burner and figure, well, they wouldn't bother me because it's sort of during the pandemic, they sort of turned the machine off. Well, the machine will be back on. And then all of a sudden, here comes the notices. And then if you ignore the notices, we've had people that have ignored things and haven't been able to do that. Well, then they start looking at your bank account and start draining your bank account. Yes, they can. They can issue liens. They can do levies on bank accounts. They can go to your employer and levy and garnish your wages. So, you know, you just can't ignore it forever. And the one worst thing you can do about the IRS is they hate to be, what, ignored. And if you ignore them, they sort of ratchet up the pressure. And at some point in time, they get your attention. Anyway, but we are here. And if you have a topic, you know, or something like that, or discussion, 844-400-TAXS, 844-400-TAXS is my office number. Let me know what you want to hear on future shows, future topics, you know, concerns, you know, just going on, what's going on out there. We just talk about particular situations, and we can bring that up on future shows. So 844-400-TAXS, or send me an email, Klekalaw, K-L-E-C-K-A-L-A-W, Klekalaw at smarkcpa.com. You can send me an email as well. Got some emails from people, and that's how we determine how we discuss things and topics we want to discuss on future shows. So send me an email. Also, we have our website up, klekalaw.com, K-L-E-C-K-A-L-E-W.com, klekalaw.com. We have updated our website. It's looking good. We're going to be doing a couple of more tweaks and things like that with it, but we're really excited with the new platform. So go to klekalaw.com, K-L-E-C-K-A-L-E-W.com. You can hear prior podcast of shows. You can look on there. We also have a tie-in to podcast. You can listen to, there's a history of several months of podcasts. You can hit like prior show podcast. You can also access those podcasts by going up to your browser and go Executive Service Taxing Times podcast free. Executive Services Taxing Times podcast free, and you can get prior show podcast, and you can listen to the podcast. And so there's a lot of ways to engage with us at Taxing Times, but we're going to be here all year. We're going to be here through the summer and through the fall talking about taxes. And then, you know, then we get to the i.e. so-called busy season. But really, you know, it's sort of like the end of the deal for us. We're sort of sitting there going, well, we've done all the, you know, the work. We're just sort of tying up the package and putting a bow on the top and getting it ready for the IRS if you're properly planned. Now, if you're not properly planned and organized and don't do that, when you get to March and April or something like that, it's like panic, you know, all the panic sets in. Well, that's because you haven't done the work and the planning in July, August, September, October to get to that point. The people who have all that plan are relaxed. Hey, no big deal. We're ready to go. So, you know, we're going to be talking a little bit about that. All right, but let me know what you want to hear, 844-400-TAXS. All right, in the first segment here, we're going to be talking, you know, we talked last week about the IRS and we told you the mileage rate was going to go up. Yes, you know, people weren't surprised if they were regular Taxing Time listeners because we told them, hey, it's going to go up, and it did to 62.5 cents a mile. So you can start planning, but that makes it even more important for you to get those tax, you know, those mileage logs done properly so that you can get the full benefit of that increase in the mileage rate. So it's up. We told you it was coming, you know, so people who listeners, oh, well, yeah, Mark said it was going up. You know, Mark and Ryan's low. We were talking about that a month ago.
Absolutely.
And so, you know, there was nothing we did there. So, some, you know, that's no surprise. And then, you know, we've had people contact, you know, stuff like that with people. If you had your taxes done and you're not quite sure that it was done correctly, you know, things like that. We had a guy that came in, you know, he emailed us and everything like that. It says, hey, I went to one of the, you know, this past tax season, I went to one of the big box stores, you know, the storefront, the ones that do the ads like during the Super Bowl and everything like that all the time, and went there. And he says, I went in there and he says, I really felt uncomfortable because all the person across the desk was just typing in the numbers into a little computer program. Well, I can do that, you know, and I had to bring up, well, have you considered this particular tax deduction? Have you, you know, I was telling her what to do and how to do my taxes. And why am I here sitting in this office with this particular company doing that when I need somebody to what? Tell me more about what I need to be doing to lower my taxes, okay? And you don't do that by sitting there on March 31st trying to put the numbers into the computer. That's the last step. It's really the last step of doing something. So you need to contact Executive Services at 800-707-1477. Get on the CFO program. You know, get with Ryan Sloan and his staff and his people. Start planning your taxes now. Start thinking about what you're going to be doing. Start getting ideas. Start putting together strategies. Do everything. And all these strategies are not illegal. You know, he's up and up, but you're going to strategize so that you can lower your taxes. And that's what you do now. You know, people go, yo, it's hot in the summertime, the hot, and, you know, and I'm out on the party circuit and everything like that. And what you need to do is sit down with Ron Sloan Executive Services, 800-707-1477, and get this done and make sure that it's done properly. Now, don't be tempted to do the things, you know, your friends do, say you can do all this stuff and everything like that, and they haven't got a clue in the world, you know, things like that. Oh, I don't pay taxes. I run all my personal expenses through my business, so I don't have to worry about any of my personal expenses. Oh, yes, you will when the IRS comes to audit it and kicks out all those expenses as personal and not a legitimate tax, a business deduction. Oh, yes, they will, you know, stuff like that. So you hear about stuff, people all the time talking at the barbecue, you know, so you're going to be hearing them talking at the 4th of July barbecue about how they really stuck it to the IRS. They don't, I'm not going to pay any taxes and everything like that. And then we have other people that come along. Well, I don't have to file in several years. I'll file when I get around to it. And then we have to file our taxes, everything like that. And then I'll walk into the office and file a couple of years or 3 years of taxes. And then I owe money. Oh, I want a deal. I need a deal here. I need to, you know, sort of like, you know, I'm going to get, you know, 50% off here, you know, stuff like that. Doesn't work that way. If you have nothing, if all you are living is paycheck to paycheck, living in a little one-bedroom apartment, and you don't have a thing to your name, your car is not worth anything either. It's a $500 wreck, or you owe more on that car than what it's worth, you know, stuff like that. You owe the bank more than what it's worth and everything like that. If that's you and you've got nothing else and you generate all this, you know, hey, you could potentially, you know, be available, be able to get what is called an offer and compromise. But if you own, have a nice house, have a nice car, you know, things like that, great job, making lots of money and things like that, the IRS is not going to let you off the hook or something like that. It's not going to be something because if I wanted to do that and Ryan wanted to do that and everybody in the country wanted to do that, nobody would pay the taxes, right?
That's right.
Everybody would just say, hey, we can get 50% off. It's a 50% off sale today on taxes, you know, stuff like that. So it doesn't work that way.
Well, and that's their charter, right, Mark? Like the IRS's charter is to collect the taxes for the United States Treasury.
Right.
So that's their job, and that's what they do, right? They go and they get taxes. If you make money, you got to pay taxes, so they go get it.
Yeah, so that's what they're going to do. That's their charter, and we've talked in here right now. The IRS agent is not your friend. They are going to come in, and what is their charge? Their charge is you owe them money, and they want it. And it's sort of like, you know, well, you know, that, so what if you're going to have to go through some suffering and everything like that and sell some assets and, you know, reduce your lifestyle, all this other stuff? Well, that's the price you're paying for not complying with the tax laws in their mind. So, you know, that they're not gonna feel sorry for you. They may, you know, say, well, that's too bad, so sad. But, you know, you're gonna have to come up with the money, you know, and things like that. Have you considered, they'll ask you, hey, do you have some friends or relatives or something that'll loan you the money so that you can pay your taxes? Things, you know. They'll ask all these questions and stuff like that. So you need representation if you get in that hole and everything like that, and we'll tell you how to get out of that hole. But the first thing to do is not get in that hole. And I'm just warning.
That's right.
All with the businesses and things like that. And
it's so easy, too, to just have it right the first time, just have it taken care of.
Yeah, but we always tell business people, don't fall in that trap. Do not do it. Don't fall in the trap of not paying those payroll taxes. Go deficient on the rent or something like that, but don't mess with the payroll
Mark,
taxes.
I heard about it again yesterday. Okay, mm-hmm. one of my clients, right, had an accountant, you know, handling all the stuff, making the payroll tax payments, mm-hmm. right?
Right.
No, he wasn't.
Uh-oh.
No. No, that money was going out, but it wasn't going to the tax authority.
Oh, no.
Uh-oh, where was it going? In his pocket. Then what happened? One day, he disappeared. He collected him enough to go sit in Tahiti somewhere or something. Who knows where this guy is, but he's in deep trouble if he comes back. I'll tell you what, but now guess what? This gentleman's on the hook for $100,000 in payroll taxes. And what, you think they're just going to let him go on that? They're just going to be like, oh, I'm so sorry, he stole it from you.
A responsible party, and they are going to get that $100,000.
No, he's got to pay it. He's got to pay it. You can't bankrupt out of that $100,000. You can't nothing. You're coming up with that money.
You're coming up with it.
If you've got employees, you need to be real. You need to understand those payroll taxes. Those employees work for the government of the United States of America, and they're coming after their money. Okay,
right.
That's what's happening.
Please, so if you do one thing, if you're running a business, if you don't engage executive services to get the CFO to make sure that it's properly handled, at least go in there this week and go in there and sort of maybe get an eyeball or something like that and see, hey, are we paying all of the taxes? Can I see where the money's going to the IRS? Can I sort of see all that happening? You don't have to be the expert on all the calculations, but you need to ask the person who's doing
not the controller, then you definitely need to be reviewing every transaction as it goes out. And look, there are so many systems today. Our company, we actually use Gusto as a third-party software provider. Okay, and so we run all of our payroll for all of our clients through the Gusto software. And Gusto processes all those payroll tax payments and those payroll tax returns automatically as a part of that service. We just run it through there. Okay, and then guess what? You're guaranteed. You're guaranteed to have those taxes paid.
Yeah. So you just need to make sure it happens. So don't be tempted if you have an economic downturn to short the IRS
don't do that.
It can follow you. I'm serious, ladies and gentlemen. It can follow you for the rest of your life.
It will follow you.
Until you push up daisies.
Yeah.
Okay? Yeah. It can't go away. So, please, don't be tempted. It's all easy because the IRS isn't sitting there at the door like your landlord is. But
don't depend on someone else to pay your taxes for you. Okay. Right. Just don't do that. Okay. You make sure that you're paying your own taxes and that they're right. That's the other thing the IRS isn't going to figure out is whether or not you're paying the right amount. Okay. They're going to for sure tell you whether they think it's the wrong amount. Okay. But they're not going to really figure out if it's the right amount. Right.
Right.
And so that's what we do at Executive Services. We make sure we're paying the IRS what we're supposed to according to the tax law. We use it to our advantage. Okay. And we pay what we're supposed to pay. And then we walk away happy with the rest of that 70 cents. You know what I mean? Like, heck yeah. Like, who doesn't want 70 cents?
Tremendous. Tremendous. All right. Well, we're going to take our first break and then we'll be right back with more of Executive Services Taxing Times.
As a small business owner or decision maker looking to start a new business, are you frustrated with having to handle all the administrative business for your company? A constant turnover of bookkeepers and staff to keep the business running and out of trouble while you are trying to grow your company? You can't do all this paperwork and expand your business too. Executive Services can provide your company with chief financial officer services including tax return preparation and advice, bookkeeping, financial statement preparation and analysis services, loan package preparation, payroll, marketing services, notary services, new business formations, business liability insurance services, and an on-call CFO to help you with any business questions or issues you run into. Call Executive Services at 800-707-1477 now to get your company organized and have a peace of mind. For only a couple of $100 a week, you can have an experienced CFO on call to handle all of your company's administrative issues and problems. Call 800-707-1477 or visit the Executive Services website at www.executivememberships.com for more information.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. During these times, your support has meant everything to us. So my employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. We're selling the best products ever for the best prices ever. For example, we have my towels with proprietary technology, which makes them soft and absorbent. Towels that work, what a concept. They're made with USA cotton and come in a variety of awesome colors. My six-piece towel set is regularly $109.99, now just $39.99 with your promo code.
Call now, 800-886-1048. That's 800-886-1048 and use promo code MK54. That's promo code MK54. Welcome back to Executive Services Taxing Times. Mark Klecka, federal tax attorney and CPA. Yes, we are here, and we're here each week, same station, same day, and same time, to talk about federal tax questions and issues on your mind, and let us know what you want to hear on future shows. 844-400-TAXS, and we're brought to you in part by Executive Services and also MyPillow. And my wife says she loves her MyPillow slippers, so you know she just loves those MyPillow slippers. So go ahead and get you a pair of MyPillow slippers and use that promo code MK54, okay? And go get you some slippers. All right, well, we're going to talk now about the IRS. They're sending out letters. We talked to you before the break. Yes, they're sending out payment letters this month. And they're back in business. Yes, they are. Pandemic is over. And so we're going to talk a little bit about the, number one, the CP-14 letters. If you have a balance more than $5, let's talk a little bit about that, Ryan, about the balance.
Absolutely.
CP-14s.
If you owe the IRS, you're getting this letter. About 9 million of these go out annually. And it's just a real simple letter, a little tap on the shoulder. Hey, buddy, you owe us a little bit of money. Okay, and maybe a lot of money, you know, depending on the situation. And you've got a certain period of time before, guess what, the interest starts accruing once again, right? So let's kind of determine what is that interest situation. The IRS charges a 0.5% per month on unpaid taxes, up to a 25% maximum. So if you don't want to pay up to an additional 25%, you got to get this going, okay? Now, look, that interest doesn't stop on these payment plans. Okay, so a lot of people get a payment plan. There's nothing wrong with a payment plan. Keep in mind, payment plans are good. Okay, you can't pay it all right now. That's great. Start paying something, right? But the longer you wait that payment plan to make, then the more it's going to cost. It's kind of like a 30-year mortgage on your house. You're going to end up paying double what you would pay for that house if you were on a 15-year mortgage, right?
Yeah.
Just because you extended that out, you're paying double the amount of interest. So that may or may not be worth it to you long term, just depending on your cash flow needs. So if you get this letter, okay, don't procrastinate on it. Get on it right away. Get that payment plan going. And another thing about the IRS with those payment plans, they've now got a beautiful, wonderful artificial intelligence bot that's going to help you with that payment plan, right? So you're going to call and you're going to get Siri, right? What's the other one's name? What's the Alexa, right?
Alexa.
Alexa's going to help you get a payment plan with
the
IRS, okay? And so what's been going on over there? These are just some updates with what's happening at the IRS, guys, right? So what's happening is they're trying to get – there's a lot of us now. They're processing 140 million tax returns every year, okay? There's just a lot of work going on. So they're trying to automate some of these processes. So if you get that CP-14, you need a payment plan, you call the IRS, guess what you're going to get? You're going to get an automated bot that can kind of walk you through that. Now, if again, they're not going to help figure out if you really owe that money or not, okay? So if you don't think you owe that money, you need to call Mark, okay?
Yeah, that's right? A different story.
CP-14 letter is a call Mark deal, okay? No problem, okay? And then when we get in there and we figure out, do you really owe the money? And then if you do, of course, hey, let's figure out how to make that happen. And but there's no negotiation with this IRS bot in this payment plan. It is what's going to be, and it's what's going to be. So
sort of take the information. You know, I've talked with that, and it's sort of funny that the guys are interacting. And I've actually had conversations with Darren Gio on there and stuff like that. So anyway, you know, people, you know, it's something that you can set up a payment plan, everything like that. Yes, you owe this much money. Well, type in your bank account information, and we can set up all this plan.
Absolutely.
And stuff like that if there's nothing done. But if you have questions about what you owe, if you don't think you owe it and everything like that, that's when you need to contact Klecka Tax Resolution.
That's right, because they're not going to help.
Yeah, 844-400-TAXS. And I know a lot of people are frustrated, and people like that that go in and say, I'm sitting there and I listen to the music for several, for it seems like forever, an hour or something like that. The wait time will be 30 to 60 minutes. And you go, oh, yeah, like I've got 30 to 60 minutes to just kill waiting for you to get on the phone.
Yeah, who does?
And so anyway, so, well, at Kleka Tax Resolution, we have certain ways that we can get a hold of people a little bit quicker than that. And we have our sort of, you know,
and that's one of the reasons you need representation, guys. Okay, yeah. You don't need to be the one trying to get the IRS on the phone. Okay?
Right.
And yes, the robot's going to be helpful to get a payment plan through the door. But again, if you need service, you're going to need to get it from Kleka Law.
Yeah. So Kleka Tax Resolution is where you get the service. You know, if you have all this stuff, but if you're getting these payment letters, the worst things, like I said before, the worst thing the IRS hates. They actually hate is one thing: being ignored. They hate being ignored.
And it just gets worse.
And it gets worse, and they get a little bit more angry. And I've gotten these deals last night. We have contacted, and I'm reading in here, we have contacted them several times, and they have not responded. Therefore, now we are issuing a levy on their bank account.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, now, oh, hello.
Yeah, you know, as soon as you have a frozen bank account, you're gonna figure out real quick.
Your bank account is frozen, and they're bouncing all your transactions and your checks, and you can't go, when you go take your debit card to buy pizza that it rejects, you know, and things like that. Oh, now I've got your attention, and you know, and
yeah,
now
that's at least
a
3-week headache. You got to change banks. Oh. You don't have access to that money. You can't put your money in your name anymore. There's so many different things, and then you have to call. And there's, again, you can't call them and like get them on the phone right away. Yeah. Like, you know, so you got to be calling Kleka Law.
Right. And, you know, the guy, hey, you call the agent. Oh, the agent's on vacation. You're right. You know, how am I going to deal with this problem?
Oh, my goodness.
So, you know, hey, if you've got the problem, you know, you have to be proactive about it and not wait until the last minute. And then hopefully that it's going to be suddenly a magic wand's going to be waved and it's all going to be solved and everything like that. So you can't do that. So you got to make sure that you're taking care of that. So now let's talk a little bit about businesses a little bit about, you know, you know, these people who have been on eBay and Venmo and Airbnb and all this other stuff, and you know, all the reporting that's going to be coming out on the proverbial. We always know about the credit cards, about the 1099, you know, the 1099-Ks. Well, now they're going to be hitting all these other, you know, owners, you know, with all these services that have been getting all this money through these PayPals and everything like that.
Well, that's
and
right.
Be reported too.
We're moving to electronic payments, Mark, right? Everything is starting to go through the system, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And so this was about, I don't know, what was it, Mark? About 10 years ago, they came out with this 1099-K and merchant services started halfway sending them out. Like, you know, you'd kind of get like half of your, you know, statements kind of went through there and whatever. It's kind of like back in the day when the brokers started having to send out the 1099-B, okay? So let's make it simple for you, ladies and gentlemen. The IRS, what does the IRS know, okay? Do they have a microscope into your file cabinet in your house? Do they have agents that are, you know, parked next door with telescopes and, you know, reading all the fine print and all that? No, of course not. This is what they got. They've got 1099s, okay? They got 1099s and W-2s. That's what tells them how much money you earned. And remember, if you earn money, what do? You pay taxes, right? Okay, so this is what they know. So now they've added to these 1099-Ks all these electronic platforms, PayPal, Venmo, Airbnb, eBay, so on and so forth. So literally, and here's the law, right? If you make money, you pay taxes. If you're a United States citizen, the money that you earn on a 1099 or a W-2, okay, that you deposit in your bank account. This is a key statement here. Deposit in your bank account, right? This is the money that you're taxed on, okay? So if you're audited, they're going to match up these 1099s, and they're going to ask you for your bank account, okay? And they're going to match up the deposits to that 1099, and that's what you're going to be taxed on. So if you're not processing your tax return based on those numbers to begin with, then you need to solve that problem right now.
Right. So, absolutely. And also, if not only just a citizen, but if you, you know, a lot of people, well, I'm not a citizen, I'm a resident alien.
Oh, okay. No. Subject to. Absolutely.
You are, number one, you are subject to all this resident alien. Furthermore, resident alien, they say, well, I have money in Honduras, or I have this in Brazil or something. You are agreeing when you are resident alien to be taxed on what?
worldwide income. So don't get trapped into just thinking, well, I'm a resident alien. I'm not a citizen, but, you know, stuff like that. You know, the income from the old country is taxable here. Now, you can get tax foreign tax credits and things like
that
if you properly plan and contact executive services to make sure that's all like properly done.
What it's about, guys. It's about planning. Don't get stuck with this form and you don't know what you did. You know what I mean? This is why we teach you to save 30%, right? Every $100 you bring in, you set $30 aside. Guess what? When you get this 1099-K, you know you're going to have to pay, right? And if you plan well, then we've hopefully spent the money properly. And so, you know, we're reducing that. You got a 1099-K for $100,000. Guess what? I'm going to say that we're probably going to be able to write off anywhere from $70,000 to $90,000, right? Because a business only earns 10 to 30% margin, right? So anyways, just get organized. Don't freak out about this, guys, okay? We're getting to an electronic system, and yes, the government's going to tax the money that you earn.
Right.
Okay, none of us are just handing money to each other. Okay, none of us are just walking around giving gifts all day. Okay, I've never given Mark a gift. Mark, have you ever gotten a gift from me? No, but I've given Mark a lot of money, ladies and gentlemen. But it's never been a gift. Okay,
right. So
and so he's going to be taxed on that money, right? Okay,
mm-hmm.
And that's how that works. Okay, so don't feel bad about it. But really, it's time. It's time now to get organized, to stop playing the cash side hustle thing. Whatever, just get it all in there. Start doing it right. Because, look, if we really do get to this recession, depression, whatever the heck is coming, it's the time for you to get organized so you can really make your dollars work for you. Okay.
Right.
Don't freak out, okay, about what's happening. Get smart, okay? Because, look, we've been here before, okay? And, you know, just stop buying the things you don't need, okay? And then start really just getting organized and putting your money in the right places. And in the next segment, we'll talk about how to do that with the buckets.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah. Okay. Well, anyway, you know, but we're going to come back after we take our short break here for rest of and another segment. We'll take our break and be right back with more of Executive Services Taxing Times.
Let me tell you how it will be. Yeah.
As a small business owner or decision maker looking to start a new business, are you frustrated with having to handle all the administrative business for your company? A constant turnover of bookkeepers and staff to keep the business running and out of trouble while you are trying to grow your company? You can't do all this paperwork and expand your business too. Executive Services can provide your company with chief financial officer services including tax return preparation and advice, bookkeeping, financial statement preparation and analysis services, loan package preparation, payroll, marketing services, notary services, new business formations, business liability insurance services, and an on-call CFO to help you with any business questions or issues you run into. Call Executive Services at 800-707-1477 now to get your company organized and have a peace of mind. For only a couple of $100 a week, you can have an experienced CFO on call to handle all of your company's administrative issues and problems. Call 800-707-1477 or visit the Executive Services website at www.executivememberships.com for more information.
Are you receiving levy or garnishment notices from the IRS? Do you owe more than $10,000, have unfiled tax returns, or worse yet, are you being audited or owe payroll taxes? You can't do this alone. You'll get creamed. I'm Mark Klecka of Klecka Tax Resolution, and if you need someone you can trust, call me now at 844-400-TAXS. The IRS is reopening and sending letters and filing liens against delinquent taxpayers just like you who owe back taxes or who have not filed tax returns in several years. Your financial situation may have declined where you can file back tax returns and settle balances due to the IRS. Call 844-400-TAXS for your free consultation. Call Klecka Tax Resolution in confidence and meet with a duly licensed federal tax attorney and CPA. 844-400-TAXS. Trust a person you can look in the eye. Call now 844-400-TAXS. That's 844-400-TAXS.
Hello, this is Mark Klecka talking about MyPillow and how it has literally changed my life. They won't go flat. You can wash and dry them as many times as you want, and they maintain their shape, and they're made in the USA. For a limited time, Mike Lindell is offering his premium MyPillows for his lowest price ever. You can get a queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98, regularly $69.98. That's a $40 savings. Kings are only $5 more. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the regular listener square and use promo code MK54. You will also get deep discounts on all my MyPillow products, including the Giza Dream bed sheets, the MyPillow mattress topper, and MyPillow towel sets. Or call 800-886-1048 and use MK54 promo code. 800-886-1048, promo code MK54.
As a small business owner or decision maker looking to start a new business, are you frustrated with having to handle all the administrative business for your company? A constant turnover of bookkeepers and staff to keep the business running and out of trouble while you are trying to grow your company? You can't do all this paperwork and expand your business too. Executive Services can provide your company with Chief Financial Officer services, including tax return preparation and advice, bookkeeping, financial statement preparation and analysis services, loan package preparation, payroll, marketing services, notary services, new business formations, business liability insurance services, and an on-call CFO to help you with any business questions or issues you run into. Call Executive Services at 800-707-1477 now to get your company organized and have a peace of mind. For only a couple of $100 a week, you can have an experienced CFO on call to handle all of your company's administrative issues and problems. Call 800-707-1477 or visit the Executive Services website at www.executivememberships.com for more information.
Welcome back to Executive Services Taxing Times. Mark Leggett, Federal Tax Attorney and CPA, here with you. Same station, same day, same time to talk about federal tax questions and issues on your mind. 844-400-TAXS is my phone number to let me know what you want to hear on future shows. 844-400-TAXS or email me at kleckalaw, K-L-E-C-K-A-L-A-W, at S-M-A-R-K-C-P-A.com or go to the website. Hear prior podcast of shows, information, kleckalaw.com. That's K-L-E-C-K-A-L-A-W.com. All right, we were talking about the IRS a little bit before the break. We're going to talk a little bit about that, continuing on about the IRS, you know, still backlogged with tax returns unprocessed, especially those and things like that sent in on what? On paper. And I know there's a lot of you out there that just hate that electronic system. I'm not going to file electronically. I'm going to send that in on paper. I'm going to figure it in myself, and I'm going to send it in paper. Well, we tell you the first thing to do, Mark's first rule, certified return receipt requested to make sure that the IRS got it. So, you know the IRS won't blame you and say, no, you're lying to us. You never sent it in, and you don't have any proof that you sent it in. So, you know, that's the first thing you're going to have to do. Spend the $7, go to the post office, make sure that it's certified return receipt requested, okay? Second thing, you expect problems with the filing. You know, if you're expecting a refund, you know, and we've talked on prior shows about, hey, you shouldn't be lending money to the IRS the first one. It's even more important if you're what? Filing on paper, because you're going to be waiting extended times for refunds and you're not going to get it.
Months.
And they're going to get screwed up. So, you know, stuff like that. So if you're adamant, I'm going to file on paper. Hey, you know, we've talked about making sure that maybe you owe a little bit of money and stuff like that when you send in the return. You know, you don't owe a lot of money, but a couple of $100 or something like that.
Yep.
You're going to have a copy of, you're going to put your check in there and everything like that. And you go, hey, I've sent it to the IRS and stuff like that. And even if you sent it in perfectly and you sent in the check or you made the electronic payment, it can still get screwed up, ladies and gentlemen. I had one that was filed electronically, a return filed electronically. They did an electronic payment through the direct pay system for the IRS, and they still got the infamous CP-14 saying, we have a balance due and we can't find your payment. Oh, my gosh, you know, and we're looking at this and say, look at this. It's just, everything's perfect, and it still got messed up. So,
and we've had it the other way. They got the payment. They never got the return.
Yeah, then they got the payment. We got this money here. Maybe, do you want a refund of your overpayment because we never got your tax return or something like that? So if you're adamant, because these things, they get to the IRS, here comes the check. It goes, boom, goes this department, and the return goes to that department over there, and never the twain shall meet. And so it's not all done together and everything like that. And then you have the little clerk that sits with there, and what, she's sitting there putting all your information with a little marks, you know, highlighter. And what is she typing from your return into their computer? And you think it can't get screwed up? Oh, yes, it can. And so, you know, hey, they get cross-eyed and stuff like that. And so, hey, so if you're going to do it that way, expect
problem. So if you're going to be that, if you're saying, I'm not going to do that, I'm not going to file electronically, I just don't like the computer, I trust what I'm doing and stuff like that, no, these things are going to happen. And we're still, as of June 10th, still 11 million individual tax returns for 2021-22 not processed.
Not processed. 11 million.
11 million, ladies and gentlemen. So
now they're saying by the end of the year they think they're going to be done with this.
Yeah, they'll hopefully be up to stuff.
So that means they're blowing and going. So they're not really, I mean, remember they like shredded 30 million documents the other day.
Right.
Like they're really trying to get through this. Okay. And they're saying, hey, look, we're going to have a healthy season come next year. Okay. So this is their goal. This is what the new IRS commissioner has been charged with. So he's going to do it come hell or high water. Right.
Yep.
So look, just be in for the ride. Just realize that, hey, they are back. They are putting some systems in place. Okay. It's time to, for you just to get organized. This isn't a problem. This is actually good for us. Okay. Because then we can just be even more ahead of this game
right.
and on top of the ball.
Yep. And then we're just going to circle back and say, yep, when there's a problem or something with these processes, and guess what? Then we're going to circle back what we were just talking about at the beginning, the CP14. So we're circling
right.
back to where we were at the beginning. So, hey, you know, be aware if you're going to file that way, you know, be prepared for problems because they're still out there. All right, well, we're going to take our last break, and then we'll be right back with more of Executive Services Taxing Times.
Thunder, feel the thunder. Lightning and the thunder. Thunder, feel the thunder. Lightning and the thunder.
As a small business owner or decision maker looking to start a new business, are you frustrated with having to handle all the administrative business for your company? A constant turnover of bookkeepers and staff to keep the business running and out of trouble while you are trying to grow your company? You can't do all this paperwork and expand your business too. Executive Services can provide your company with Chief Financial Officer services, including tax return preparation and advice, bookkeeping, financial statement preparation and analysis services, loan package preparation, payroll, marketing services, notary services, new business formations, business liability insurance services, and an on-call CFO to help you with any business questions or issues you run into. Call Executive Services at 800-707-1477 now to get your company organized and have a peace of mind. For only a couple of $100 a week, you can have an experienced CFO on call to handle all of your company's administrative issues and problems. Call 800-707-1477 or visit the Executive Services website at www.executivememberships.com for more information.
As you know, my friend Mike Lindell has a passion to help everyone get the best sleep of your life. He didn't stop by simply creating the best pillow. Mike created the Giza Dream bed sheets. They look and feel great, which means an even better night's sleep for me, which is crucial for my busy schedule. Mike found the world's best cotton called Giza. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable. Mike's Giza sheets come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Giza Dream sheets come in a variety of sizes and colors. Mike's latest incredible deal is the sale of the year. For a limited time, you will receive 60% off the Giza Dream sheets. You will also receive a set for as low as $39.99. Also, for a limited time, with any purchase, you will receive Mike's soft cover book absolutely free when you use promo code MK54. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square and use promo code MK54. There you'll find not only this amazing offer, but also deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the MyPillow mattress topper, MyPillow towel sets, and so much more. Call 1-800-886-1048. Use the promo code MK54. That's 800-886-1048, promo code MK54. Or you can go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code MK54.
Welcome back to Executive Services Taxing Times. Mark Kleck, a federal tax attorney, CPA, here with you, same station, same day, same time, each week to talk about federal tax questions and issues and also financial issues on your mind. 844-400-TAXS. Let us know what you want to hear on future shows. 844-400-TAXS. Okay, in the last segment here, we're going to be talking, we talked about at the beginning, we were talking a little bit about the buckets, and we're going to, you know, like that. It's not something like, hey, you know, the bucket of water or anything like that. We're going to be talking about, this is financial, you know, about the buckets and what you need to be doing with your financial planning and what you need to be doing to what? Save and survive during this situation in the economy that we're currently
in. The storms that are coming. You know, they can't, between Powell and Janet Yellen, they can't figure out whether we're going to have a recession or a depression or whether we're going to grow or what we're going to do. It's pretty
inflation,
gnarly,
maybe,
out there.
You know, what's happening out there?
Oh, my goodness. So, look, well, we're not going to pay any attention to that because it doesn't matter. Boots on the ground, okay? Prices are going up. Things are happening. What do you need to know? You need to know where to put your dollar bills. Right. So you're earning these dollar bills. These dollar bills are being taxed. Everybody wants them. OK, but the question that small business owners always have is like, how can I spend this money to make more money? Right. Because we all heard things like it takes money to make money. Right, Mark?
Right.
So, OK, so but where can I put this money? OK, so, well, it's my experience that we've got three buckets, ladies and gentlemen. OK, you got the $0 bucket, the $1 bucket, and of course, the $3 bucket. Okay, now, so what does this mean? It means for every $1 I throw in the $0 bucket, I'm getting nothing back.
Right.
Isn't that
it's
great?
Gone. It's gone. Vanished.
That's the one you light it on fire. We've all seen the basketball players at the club, right, with all the $100 bills lit on fire, right? Woo! Like, that's the $0 bucket for sure, okay, right? And then there's the infamous $1 bucket, and this is the bucket that's like, it's like kind of like my nemesis, the $1 bucket, because everybody thinks this is the bucket, okay? Everybody wants to put their money in this $1 bucket because what happens is this is the asset bucket, really, okay? And it's like, hey, but I can get my money back, okay? So that the house is the great example of the $1 bucket, okay? And especially if you get a loan on that house, okay? Now, keep in mind, ladies and gentlemen, your mind is backwards on this, okay? Because you're going to put the $1 in the bucket, and what happens is you're going to get that dollar back, but you're going to get it back in the future, okay? It's not going to generate current cash flow. It's not going to generate, hey, I can pay my groceries with the $1 bucket next week. That's not how that works.
You get it back 20 years later when you sell the house.
You get it back 20 years later when you sell the house. Now, think about it. If you got a mortgage on that thing, let's say you 30-year'd it, okay? Look, by the time you sell that house, you've spent more money in interest than you have in the principal on that home. So you got a $100,000 home. You're now spending $200,000 for that house. $100,000 of it is just in interest alone. So if you paid cash for that home, you'd have so much more money, right? But you couldn't do that. You took a loan. So again, that's that $1 bucket. And then guess what has to happen, right? The AC goes out in that thing. You got to repair the AC. The pipes, they use galvanized pipes. Holy crap, I've got to repipe my whole house. Oh my God, that happened to my dad. By the way, so the house is the $1 bucket. If the house is the $1 bucket, then the car is the $0 bucket.
Yeah, look, the car is the $0 bucket.
If you're buying $4,000 rims for your vehicle, you cannot cry about the tax man. Okay, you're backwards, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, so and then we got the $3 bucket. This is my favorite bucket, and it's the hardest bucket to get dollars into. Okay, I promise you, you're spending 80% of your money on the $0 bucket right now. And that's terrible because we're telling you to save 30%. You don't even have 30% left over. Okay, right? So what's the $3 bucket? It's that revenue generating expenses bucket. Now, when I came up with this, Mark, I was the CFO of a manufacturing hot rod shop. Mm-hmm. I mean, we had a whole bunch of stuff going on, okay? And I'm trying to figure out, how do I get this company that's doing $100,000? How do we get to a million? Because until we get to a million, we can't pay everybody, right? So, like, we have got to get to a million so that we can have proper payroll, okay? So then where can I put my money? If I put it on the you know, restaurant down the street for lunch, okay, that's not going to get me there, right?
No.
Okay. If I put it in banners, okay, at the car shows, that's really kind of not going to get me there, okay? Like, so how do I generate more money with my $1? Well, here's these revenue generating expenses. So listen up. This is the key to this show right now, ladies and gentlemen. Labor. Okay, so if I've got a technician that I pay $20 an hour and I charge $75 an hour for his labor, then I've just earned $50 per hour for his billable time in the shop. That's the $3 bucket, right, Mark?
Right.
I put $25 in the technician, I get $75 out, okay? So that's a $3 bucket. What's another $3 bucket? Equipment, okay? My partner came to me and he said, hey, look, we can't charge $100 an hour. And I said, why not? He said, because we don't have the right equipment in our shop. We don't have the right services. We're not providing the right level of service to be able to increase our price per hour without this additional equipment. I said, great, give me three pieces of equipment that we need. Okay, so he did. That was about $30,000 worth of equipment. Mm-hmm. Okay, we went and dumped $30,000 into that equipment. Immediately, I bumped the price up from $75 to $85 an hour. Okay, so what did that do? That increased our capacity, our, and also lowered the amount of time I had to work on a project. So my technician, he used to have to spend 3 hours to do something. Now he only has to spend 1 hour doing it, and I get to charge more for that hour.
Yeah.
That's the $3 bucket, right?
Okay. Yeah, absolutely.
And then advertising, ladies and gentlemen, not marketing. And we're going to split up these two words, advertising and marketing. Advertising is a $3 bucket. When you're doing it right, you've been doing it for a sustained period, you're being consistent, and you're hitting your target audience, okay? That means for every dollar you spend, you're getting a phone call and hopefully laying in a $300 client or whatever, okay? That is a $3 bucket. Marketing, just putting a banner up at a show and hoping that you get four or five calls and then nobody answers the phone, that's not the $3 bucket, okay? Right. We talk about my phone number on this radio show, okay, every week, all week long. If nobody's answering that phone, I'm not making any money off the investment, okay?
Right.
So remember, this is how this works. The $3 bucket, okay? Labor, equipment, materials, okay? My garage door customer, he just spent $35,000 on motors, Mark. $35,000 on motors. You would think, holy crap, that is a lot of money on motors, okay?
It is.
What he did was save $8,000 in materials costs, which is going to increase his margin by about 3% on all those jobs, and that is the $3 bucket. That's right. Having the cash to buy your materials in bulk, lower your cost of goods sold, and increase your profitability. That's the $3 bucket. So look, with this recession coming and depression coming, it's really important for you guys to be looking at where your dollars are going. And if you got 80% going in the $0 bucket, you need to carve out 30% and put them over in the $3 bucket. Then you need to carve out another 20% and save that for the tax man at the end of the
year. And this is why you need a CFO program. This is why you need somebody to be looking at this, and you're saying, well, gosh, I don't know about, you know, I hear about this and, you know, stuff like that. How do I make sure that I'm getting all more of my money into the $3 bucket over here? And so what are we doing? And so you're saying, boy, I'm out there selling, working hard, and my bank statement, there's no money. You know, where's all my money going? You know, are you really doing things that are in the consumable area that are not generating revenues for you, where they should be directing your money in the $3 bucket, where you're going to be generating more revenue? So,
absolutely.
You know, you
absolutely
need to have someone take a look at what you're doing with your business. Take a look at it. You know how to sell the business. You know how to do garage doors. You know how to sell, you know, whatever you're doing, or in your manufacturing or in the service business. You know how to make Italian food, and you can make a great Italian food. But do you really know how to generate revenue with this, you know, versus just, you know, like, for example, putting the banner out there and hoping everybody, you know, come by at Luigi's or something, like go buy stuff.
Well, right. And look, all those revenue generating expenses in the $3 bucket, you write all those off on the P&L.
Right. Okay?
All those assets in the $1 bucket, you can't write those off. You can't even write off the $0 bucket. So you can't write off the $1 bucket or the $0 bucket. So you're paying tax on all that money you're spending over here, but you're not paying any taxes on the money you're spending in the $3 bucket.
Right.
So when you just get this stuff right, and you have someone that can explain this to you, I had again, garage door client, okay, he's calling me, he's got $30,000 a month in net income, and his bank account's not going up, and he's trying to figure out what the heck is going on, Mark. And I'm like, well, listen, we gotta go over here, we gotta look at the balance sheet, and you gotta realize that you're spending a bunch of money personally that we can't write off.
Yeah, you're spending money on a fancy motorcycle that you liked, or a boat, or
exactly,
something like that.
So your net cash flow is like negative $11,000. So no, you got less money in the bank than you had before because you're not managing.
And that money you used is not tax deductible. That is taxable money.
Right.
You're going to be taxed that money. And, you know, why is my tax bill so high? Well, you're using it a lot on consumables. So you need to look at what you're spending the money on. You know, so you need to get with Ryan Sloan, Executive Services. You know, go to executivememberships.com. Talk to Ryan, 800-707-1477. If you're in a small business or something like that, look, talk with him. Let's talk about getting in the CFO program, getting your business on track, because money is going to be tight. you've got to really tighten down and make sure that your money is working, you know, where you need it to work, and you need to make sure that your taxes are legally minimized. So you, it's going to be imperative that you do that. So,
and I'm real proud of Sean that we keep talking about my garage door client. He's doing such a good job. So we've already implemented some stuff. So he's now saving $1,250 a week. That's going into an account that he's never going to touch. That account's just going to go up and up and up. And so with these data points, he can make it happen.
Right. All right. Well, this will wrap up another edition of Taxing Times, brought to you in part by Executive Services. And we will see you all next week. We hope everyone has a great week and talk to you next week. Have a great week, everyone.
Thanks for tuning today's edition of Taxing Times with federal tax attorney and CPA Mark Klecka. Call Mark to help with all your federal tax problems. These are taxing times.
Right. You can write me off, but I ain't giving a dime to the IRS.
Are you receiving levy or garnishment notices from the IRS? Do you owe more than $10,000, have unfiled tax returns, or worse yet, are you being audited or owe payroll taxes? You can't do this alone. You'll get creamed. I'm Mark Klecka of Klecka Tax Resolution, and if you need someone you can trust, call me now at 844-400-TAXS. The IRS is reopening and sending letters and filing liens against delinquent taxpayers just like you who owe back taxes or who have not filed tax returns in several years. Your financial situation may have declined where you can file back tax returns and settle balances due to the IRS. Call 844-400-TAXS for your free consultation. Call Klecka Tax Resolution in confidence and meet with a duly licensed federal tax attorney and CPA. 844-400-TAXS. Trust a person you can look in the eye. Call now 844-400-TAXS. That's 844-400-TAXS.